One of the areas I want to talk to you about is your dryer vent. We talked a little bit about that this morning, but look, dryer fires are not rare, and they actually occur in thousands of homes annually. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, they estimate about 15,500 fires, which leads to 310 injuries and 10 deaths each year, or approximately 4% of all home structure fires are caused by dryer vent. And the leading cause of these fires is failure to clean the dryer, particularly the lint buildup in the filter and the vent, which can create a readily ignitable fuel source. I know it doesn't sound possible, but it happens. Joining me on the phone line is Robert Wesselhoff, who is the owner of a company called Lint Fighters. Robert, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me on.
I know you've been doing this for a while, so when I read that statistic, it's something you're very aware of, right?
Absolutely. I'm a now retired firefighter, 27 plus years on Oaklawn Fire Department. But when I started the company 18 years ago, I can't tell you how many dryer fires I've seen, and they're all preventable.
We were talking a little bit before, and you know, when you kind of thought about this, it came out of something that had occurred at your parents' house, right? That they had called somebody to clean. It cost a ton of money. And was it your father that suggested you should go into this business on your days off?
Yeah, absolutely. My father was a retired fire chief, also in the fire business, and he could not get up on his roof because that happened to be where his dryer vent exited out. He could not clean that out, so he had called the company out. And this is 2007, and they had charged him like $225 back then, and they never even came in the house. They only cleaned from the outside. Hmm. So that was a ridiculous amount of money back
right
then.
So you kind of thought about this, and you said, well, I wonder if we should try this out. And it took off like gangbusters. And take me through the process. In other words, you know, what are some of the signs that people should do this other than it is something you should do annually?
Yeah, absolutely. It should be done annually, if not sooner, kind of based on a couple different factors. One of the biggest ones being how often you use your dryer. You know, do you use your dryer one load a week, or are you doing one or two loads a day? If you do one or two a day, you know, a house with a bunch of people in it, a bunch of kids, you're going to need to have that clean possibly earlier than 1 year.
Right.
Because that lint does build up inside there, inside the vent, which leads to back pressure, and the lint builds up inside the dryer, and that's what can ignite and catch fire.
Right. Not to mention, from a practical standpoint, when that dryer vent is dirty, it takes longer for the clothes to dry, so you end up using more energy, whether it's electric, gas, or both.
Absolutely, yeah. It doesn't matter if it's electric or gas. The drying times are a big indicator that it's time to get your vent clean. People think, oh, their dryer's getting old, they need to get a new dryer. And 9 times out of 10, it's not the dryer, it's the vent being clogged and dirty, creating those long drying times, which, you know, your dryer will overheat. The outside, the casing, the cabinet of the dryer would get almost too hot to touch.
Wow.
That's way too late. You know, you don't want to get to that point.
Right, right. All right, so take me through the process. So if someone were to contact you guys over at Lint Fighters, you know, I know you can do a single home or you can do a whole condo development, but what is your process when a crew shows up?
Absolutely. Here we go. This is, we come in and we check out the dryer to make sure it's working, functioning properly, and that the igniters do kick on. This is before we even start cleaning. We check, you know, listen to it, make sure it sounds okay. Check the outside, check the airflow at the outside. If that vent is not opening at all, we know it's going to be really dirty, you know, or if it's just barely opening. We then shut the dryer off. We have a crew inside, a person inside that has a rather large 3-motored HEPA filtered vacuum. So there's no mess inside.
Nice.
Nothing gets out of that. We clean the entire dryer. We go past the windscreen. We take any panels off, get in the base of the cabinet of the dryer itself, take any of the back tubes off, whatever can be removed. We get in and clean the base of the dryer so there's no lint that can possibly catch fire inside the dryer. That's with our vacuum inside. And then we switch to a bigger hose, a 4-inch hose for that 4-inch pipe. The exit pipe should be an all newer home. Any home should be a 4-inch pipe. Any dryer requires a 4-inch pipe. 50 years ago, they were using 3-inch in some buildings, and that's just because it was easier to fit through a stud space.
Sure,
but anyway,
right.
The 4-inch one, we hook that 4-inch hose up to the pipe in the wall, and then we, from the outside, we run a rotating brush on a spring leader and nylon rods, that 3-foot rods, and we just keep snapping on more rods until that brush comes out into the inside where the guy is with the vacuum. Now, we can do it with just one person. He's going back and forth a lot. We operate in teams of two. I've got 4 trucks on the road that every day that we operate in teams of two. And we back that rod back out. We hook everything back up, test the dryer again, and people are ready to go.
That's awesome. Just listening to you, I'm like, oh, that's super thorough. If it's something you haven't done in a long time, this is the whole process you absolutely need to have done. And if you're someone that does it regularly, chances are the people you have coming out to do that aren't as thorough as what you just described. Can you give us the audience a kind of a range of pricing? I know it all depends on, you know, where the dryer is, how long the run is, where the the vent is outside. But is there kind of a starting point from an investment to have this service done?
Yep. Yeah. We started our costs for everything that we just described, the service call, cleaning of the dryer, cleaning the vent, the outside cap, everything. As long as we don't have to replace any parts, pipe or anything like that, our cleaning cost is $167 if it vents out at ground level, or 6-8 feet high. If we got to get up on a ladder on the second floor, it's a couple dollars more. If we got to get up on a roof, it's a couple dollars
more.
We do carry 40-foot ladders on certain trucks, so we can get on 3-story condo roofs. And again, it's a higher cost as we go up higher.
You just touched on something. So, it probably happens more often than not because, depending on the pipe that's there, you can, if stuff's deteriorated or you, let's say you do that inspection and you notice like, wow, this hose that you have or this piping you have is deteriorated, it's no good. You can help repair that and fix that before you leave?
Yeah. All our trucks carry all the necessary parts and equipment of stuff that we would need to replace pipe. Believe it or not, Lou, we still see the white vinyl plastic venting from the dryer to the wall in homes. It's crazy because, I mean, at minimum, you should have the aluminum stuff. And even that's not that great, but you should have semi-rigid venting. There's a product called Dryer Flex that's UL listed. We use that, and it's flexible, doesn't crush. We have that with us.
Yeah, that vinyl piping is a fire hazard just on its own.
Yeah.
Even if it's not
people
dirty.
People would install
it. Right. It's crazy. That is crazy. Robert Wesselhoff is the owner of Lint Fighters. As you just heard, a very thorough service to keep that dryer vent clean and your home safe and help you save a little money when you're drying the clothes. All right, Robert, if people want to learn more about the services that you offer and maybe book you to come out and do this, how do they get a hold of you guys?
You can always look us up on the web. Our website is lintfighters.com. It's like firefighters, but lint, L-I-N-T, and then fighters.com. If you want to email us, you can email at info@lintfighters.com, or you can call us, a special number that we have set up for your listeners, Lou, at 708-889-5468, and we will be giving all the callers that use that number a special discount of $20 off.
That's great. Give me that phone number one more time.
Sure. It is 708-889-5468. So that's 708-889-LINT.
Robert Wesselhoff, the owner of Lint Fighters. Robert, nice to meet you on the radio. Continued success, and thanks for keeping us all safe and sound.
Thanks, Lou. You have a great day.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 857-557-4LOU is my phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.